Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund, here with you. Golden Earring there with Twilight Zone. You know, Golden Earring, they're a Dutch rock band. They're from the Netherlands, Holland. And they had two big hits separated by 9 years. Well, that was the second hit, Twilight Zone. That came out in 1982. But in 1973, they had their biggest hit, Radar Love. I guess Golden Earring, I guess they're a two-hit wonder. When they started, they were called the Golden Earrings. And then they said, nah, I think Golden Earring sounds better than the Golden Earrings. There they are. So, hey, the Saints won last night. That's really all you could say about that game. Yeah. Talk a little bit more about it later in the show. They, man, their offense is really, really shaky. Their defense, though, played very well, and their defense has played well the last few years, actually. But they should have won that game because Seattle was playing with their QB2. No Russell Wilson for the Seattle Seahawks last night. It was Geno Smith, and he did last night what he did for the 2 weeks before that game. He got the ball in a very close game with 2 minutes to go and could not bring the Seattle Seahawks down the field to win the game. And they won. The Saints won. I don't know, 13-10. It wasn't pretty. Their offense has to get better. And now this Sunday, Tom Brady leads the Tampa Bay Buccaneers into the Caesars Superdome.
No.
I just wanted to bring this up right now because this is a huge trial that just started yesterday on the North Shore with the former sheriff of St. Tammany Parish, Jack Strain. He's got a trial. They just started picking jurors yesterday. An extremely disturbing case brought against him. And the former sheriff of St. Tammany Parish, Jack Strain, faces 4 counts of aggravated rape, 2 counts of aggravated incest, indecent behavior with a juvenile, and sexual battery. And according to court papers, these alleged incidents happened starting in 1975 when he was a teenager. And the most recent allegation are from the early 2000s when he was serving as sheriff of St. Tammany Parish. In one instance, it was a relative and family member, and again, very disturbing charges against the man who was sheriff for a long time in St. Tammany Parish. And this isn't even it for him. Whether he's found guilty or not guilty of these charges, he has another trial, a federal trial, that's going to start in December for charges related to a kickback scheme at a work release program while he was sheriff. Evidently, in that case, while he was sheriff of St. Tammany Parish, he would oversee some prisoners getting out of prison and then going to live at a halfway house or going into a work release program. And he would pick where these prisoners would go. And then the people that own the work release program or the halfway house would pay Sheriff Jack Strain cash for that. So that's totally different. That trial's coming up in December. This trial that he's facing that started yesterday is all sex crimes. For a guy who was sheriff of St. Tammany Parish for a long time, this is really disturbing stuff. And so yesterday, that trial started. They're looking for jurors. I mean, can you find jurors in St. Tammany Parish that aren't familiar with him or these headlines? I mean, that's the Coleman.
I have jury duty tomorrow.
You got called to jury duty, didn't you?
Yeah, I have to go tomorrow.
Well, if you just walk in there and start talking to yourself and start saying things about people, you won't have to serve.
Well, no, this isn't my first rodeo. I know how to get out of jury duty. It's pretty entertaining. Last time I just said, I think felons should be able to own guns and keep them. And that was enough. They're like, all right, we don't need you then.
Yeah, see, you say things like that, you won't have to.
Right. I have some lines that I've written and wrote down just in case. But hopefully I don't have to show up at all. I have to call the number and they say whether I should show up or not. But we'll see what happens.
Wow, yeah. You wonder how they're going to find jurors up there in St. Tammany Parish who aren't familiar with, obviously, this man and these charges, this story. Now, with the legal system, work itself out. That's why we're a great country. We're the best country on the planet. We we're not perfect, but now we'll see our legal system play itself out. When it comes to a man who was the sheriff of St. Tammany Parish for a bunch of years, and now his first trial is starting. There's two trials that are already scheduled for him. His first trial just started yesterday. All right, coming up on the show today, where you worked, if your boss gave you a first-class airline ticket to go anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world, because where you work is doing very well, it's making a lot of money. This just happened. A boss just gave his employees, actually, two first-class airline tickets to fly anywhere in the world, and they can pick. Where would you pick? And when they get there, the boss has given them $10,000 to spend while they're there. I want to find out where you'd go. I had to think about this for a few. If I was just given a first class airline ticket to go anywhere on the planet, where would I go? That's a good one. Got that. We got a lot to do on the show this morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, J.O. here with you. And last night in Monday Night Football out in Seattle, the Saints got a win 13-10. It wasn't pretty. Their defense continues to play great. their defense has been great. The last couple of years, the last few years, actually, their defense played very, very well. Their offense, though, boy, it's still a work in progress. Alvin Kamara had a great game last night, receiving the ball. And last night, he became the fastest player in NFL history to get 3,000 rushing yards and 3,000 receiving yards. He accomplished that in 66 games. That's four games faster than the next person on that list. So great job, Alvin Kamara, being the fastest player in NFL history to get 3,000 rushing yards and 3,000 receiving yards.
So what do you think they're going to do with a 3,000 game ball?
What do you mean 3,000 game ball?
You know what? You know how Tom Brady had the 600 touchdown pass and they gave the ball to a fan? What did they do with the ball that Alvin Kamara used to carry for 3,000 yards?
It's a good question. I don't know. I'm sure it stayed on the field because it wasn't during a score, and he didn't, or any player didn't, go take that ball and walk over to the stands and give it to somebody. So you would think the ball that he accomplished that with is with him.
It's probably back in the locker room somewhere. But everyone kind of predicted that Kamara was going to have a good game because they didn't have a lot of other weapons, other options, you know, without Taysom Hill, stuff like that. So they knew that Kamara was going to have to be the guy to carry the game going into it.
And he did. I mean, it's very rare when a team wins when they only score 13 points. But that's what the Saints did last night. And, you know, they got good play from both of their rookie footmen, both their kicker and their punter. Both did a real good job last night, and they're both rookies. I know when it comes to place kicking, they're waiting for Will Lutz to get healthy to come back. And they've gone through a couple of kickers already this year, but last night they had a rookie, and he did what he was supposed to do. He made both of his field goals, and you know, the punter did a great job by pinning Seattle deep most of the night, and Seattle played without their star quarterback Russell Wilson, their backup, Geno Smith, he's not good, and the Saints were able to get out of there with a 3-point win.
Yeah, you can tell the difference between the Saints fans and the fantasy fans, because the fantasy fans were going crazy over Kamara. he was gold last night, and they was doing like the little pose where Alvin Kamara puts his pinky on his mouth, and the Saints fans were like, all right, a win's a win. You know, 13.
Well, Coleman, you know, when you're a football fan like I am, when you watch a football game and you're a fantasy football player and you have a fantasy player or two or three in that game, you watch the game completely different than if you're just a Saints fan watching the game. I mean, if you have Alvin Kamara on your fantasy football team, you're doing backflips watching that game last night because he's putting up big numbers. If you're just a Saints fan watching the game, you're not doing backflips.
Yeah, you're just like, whew, a W is a W.
Yeah, but that's a perfect example of how if you play fantasy football, you watch the game completely different than if you're just sitting down to watch a football game to to watch the football game.
I remember a few years ago, it was at Lou's season, we was watching the game on TV, and I was confused because you was cheering for both teams, not knowing that you had one player on your fantasy from one team and another player on your fantasy from another team. So I was confused, and you had to explain it to me like, oh, no, I got this guy. He's starting on my team, and I got this other guy, and it didn't all make sense. But it was perplexing to me, like, John, who are you rooting for? Oh, no, none of them.
I'll tell you, football is the most popular sport in the United States of America. And in my opinion, fantasy football is the greatest game ever invented. It really is. It's a lot of fun. And you do watch the game completely different when you got fantasy football players playing in that game.
This text says, don't forget that the Pelicans won last night, too. Jonas was on fire with 22 points and 23 rebounds.
I was going to say that. The Pelicans got their first win of the season last night. They lost their first three games without Zion Williamson, and we don't know when Zion is going to be back playing for the Pelicans. He had foot surgery in the offseason. We don't know exactly how many games he's going to miss. They lost their first three without him, and then last night they won their fourth game of the season. And yeah, that guy we got from Memphis, who the texter
Jonas just
mentioned, Jonas ended up with what did he have? 22 points and 23 rebounds.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So it was a real good night for sports fans here in the city of New Orleans last night. Now the Saints have to look forward to Tom Brady leading the Tampa Bay Buccaneers into the Caesars Superdome this Sunday, as they will play at 3:25 this Sunday afternoon here and. Well, I hope the defense can continue to play as well as it's been playing, and I hope the offense can wake up a bit.
I'm conflicted, John. I don't like Tampa Bay as a team because I'm a New Orleans fan, but I also want to be king of the bayou. So you have New Orleans and Tampa Bay, and I'm like, oh, Tom Brady versus Jameis Winston. How could you bet against Tom Brady? But at the same time, I like my team. I like New Orleans, so it's going to be difficult for me to make this pick.
Our king of the bayou is the NFL football pool that we have going, and if you haven't signed up, you still can, because each week we give out $50 to go enjoy at Zapardo's Family Market in Metairie, and so even if you get in late, you can still win this coming week, which starts in two nights on Thursday night. You can go to our website, bayou957.com, click on the King of the Bayou box, and sign up. It's free. It don't cost nothing. It only takes a minute. And make your football picks for all the NFL games. No point spread. All you got to do is pick the winner. And have fun with us. That's what Coleman was just talking about. I mean, how many people that are in King of the Bayou this week are going to pick the Saints over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? How many Saints fans are going to have to bite their lip and say, boy, you know, most people would tell you to pick the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this week.
Yeah, this is by far the most cringe week we've had on King of the Bayou, because for the most part, we've been coasting. We've been easy. A couple of disappointments and upsets here and there, but this is one of those ones that hits home. Then it's a division game, and oh, so much at stake here.
Yeah, well, again, if you're listening and you haven't signed up yet for King of the Bayou, it doesn't matter that the season already started, because each week, whoever picks the most winners, no point spread, all you got to do is pick the winners, you'll win the $50. Gift card for Zapardo's Family Market in Metairie. So go to our website and sign up when you get a second. Click on the King of the Bayou box at bayou957.com. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. In Callahan, Florida, a 50-year-old female teacher was arrested for texting pornographic selfies to an underage male student. How sad. I remember when teachers actually had sex with students. Now they just phone it in. On Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund, here with you. Just read about a man who took advantage of a Six Flags amusement park annual pass. And he got free meals every day for a long time. He got an annual pass. He lives in California. He worked 5 minutes from a Six Flags amusement park. He got an annual pass to go to the park. And he paid a $150 add-on that gave him two free meals at Six Flags every time he went. So, again, he worked 5 minutes away, and he just started going every day. And he would eat both of his meals. He'd have two big meals there a day. Coleman, he didn't go to the grocery store or buy any other food for a year. This lasted a few years. He saved so much money, he was able to buy a house.
Wow.
His name is Dylan. He's 33 years old now. But back in 2014, he landed an internship at an engineering firm 5 minutes away from Six Flags in Santa Clarita, California. So he was 5 minutes away from Six Flags Magic Mountain. For a one-time fee of $150, he could get two free meals every time he went to the park, and it was unlimited. So he could do it every single day. Now, I know the average person would probably get tired of that, but imagine if you're young and you're trying to save some money. Man, when he first signed up, his only choices were a burger and fries, pizza and breadsticks, or a sandwich that wasn't very good. But it was free food. He was just out of college.
You make it seem like that was a bad choice. His only choices were, those are awesome choices. Pizza and breadsticks or burger and fries? I could eat that every day, yes.
Well, we do this radio show here in New Orleans, Coleman, which has some of the greatest food on planet Earth.
But that being said, I have been known to eat ramen noodles for months straight whenever I'm in a pinch. So it's possible. Yeah, we have the greatest food, but if you strap for cash, trust me, I can make it on ramen noodles for 3-4 months.
I think you and me have that in common. We have pretty simple taste. But again, the only downside to this is that he had to eat carnival food every day.
Once again, you make it sound like a bad thing. Who wouldn't want to eat carnival food every day? That sounds awesome.
So he does that every day for a year, the first year, right? And now he realizes how much money he's saving. So when the year ended, he went and re-upped it for another year. He did that every year for 7 years. It got to the point where he stopped going every day, but he still went a lot.
I guess he got another job. But here's the thing, though.
And they eventually did add more menu options. He says they had a pretty good steak sandwich, plus the seasonal items like a Thanksgiving turkey dog topped with cranberry sauce and stuffing was good. Finding that loophole, Coleman, saved him an insane amount of money. I mean, he paid down his student loans. He got married, and he bought a house.
Dude, so this leads me to believe that Six Flags Magic Mountain is open every day? Like 7 days a week, holidays and everything? Like,
oh, yeah.
He ate every single day. They didn't take Valentine's Day off. They didn't have Christmas vacation over there.
It's an amusement park. They're open every day.
Wow. Now, that's the most amazing part of the story to me. No days off.
Again, he once a year, he bought the annual pass for $95 to get into Six Flags. Plus, he bought a dining pass add-on for another $110. So for just over $200 a year, anybody can do what he did.
They might have to change that now that since the loophole is out there and they figured it out and it's in the news. I'm quite sure Six Flags is going to change it some way, shape, or form to limit that option. Especially if you're not riding any rides, you know what I mean, participating in the amusement part of it. But that goes to show you how expensive food is for the average person. If this dude found this loophole and he was able to buy a house and pay off student loans, that just goes to show you how much we actually pay on food on a daily basis and how that adds up, you know?
And we're paying more for food now than we have because of inflation, and the price of that is still going up.
Yeah,
we're going to be paying more for food next month than we are this month.
Ramen noodles. I keep telling people that. Ramen noodles and beef jerky or Vienna sausages.
But how about that? Old Dylan in California found a loophole in Six Flags amusement park's annual pass. He paid a few extra bucks for the dining option add-on. And he got free meals every day, and he did it for 7 years. He did it every day for the first year, and he did it most days for years after that. And boy, did he save all kinds of money. Coming up next, it's this morning's Big O. I just saw where a boss gave all of his employees two first-class airline tickets to anywhere in the world they wanted to go. And then when they get there, he gave them $10,000 to spend. It was a good year for this company. I'm going to ask you, where would you go if you had that option? I had to think about it for a little while. Hang out with us. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here. And since it's a few minutes after 7, it's time for this morning's Big O.
Oh.
The Big O is a segment where I always want to get your take. And this one this morning is something else. Last week, the woman who owned the company Spanx, S-P-A-N-X, and by the way, Spanx, it's an undergarment empire. Spanx are, I guess women wear them, and it. I guess like underwear, they keep everything packed in together, Spanx. Well, the woman who owns Spanx just sold that company for $1.2 billion.
Cha-ching.
And she, her name is Sarah Blakely. And she's self-made. She Spanx, this was her company. This was her idea. And so she grabbed all of her employees and said, let's have a meeting. She said, I just sold the company for $1.2 billion. And because of that, I'm going to give every one of my employees 2 first-class airline tickets to anywhere in the world you want to go. And not just that. I'm going to give each of you employees $10,000 in cash to spend when you get there. There was a video of this meeting that went viral. The employees were hugging each other. They were crying. They were screaming. I mean, imagine that. If your boss said that to you. So I thought about it for a minute. If I was given 2 first-class airline tickets to go anywhere in the world that I wanted to go, and $10,000 in cash to spend when I got there, where would I go? I thought about it for a while, and I would pick somewhere in Europe, either Rome or Paris. Because then when I got there, I could go see a lot of Europe. I could go to the places in Europe that I would love to go. I could go to a bunch of different places in that time, because Europe is packed. All the countries are packed in pretty close to each other. You can go see a lot of different countries and places. Like one place I haven't been, Normandy, France. I would love to go there to see where we where D-Day happened, where we landed to save Europe from the Nazis and to go see some of that. But then I'd also be able to go, you know, check out different places in Italy. I'd be able to go to Amsterdam. I'd be able to go to Spain, different places in Spain. You know, I'd be able to go to a bunch of different places if I used those 2 first-class airline tickets to fly into Paris or somewhere in Europe.
I love how your mind goes to historic landmarks in history instead of strip clubs in Europe with the French babes with the armpit hairs and all that.
Yeah, I'm no fan of hairy women, Coleman, but I would if I'm over there, and you know, I'd hit as much as I possibly could. I'd go as far as that $10,000 in cash could take me.
Mine's a little bit different. I'm not really big on travel too much. So the idea that the woman who sold the company is leaving means we're going to have a different boss. So we're not going to get the same treatment as we were while she was the boss of the company, since she's selling it, right? So what I would do is I would take the 2 tickets, and I would give those 2 tickets to someone who really wants to see the world and travel and go anywhere, but I would keep the $10,000, and I would try to start my own startup company with it. I would buy like the equipment I needed to start my own little empire and try to get that ball rolling. I wouldn't go anywhere. I would use that money and invest it in my future. You know, I wouldn't travel and buy trinkets. I wouldn't buy trinkets and souvenirs and go anywhere. I say, all right, I got $10,000. Now I'm going to try to start living my dreams. getting all the equipment. I need to start my own little media company, own little production company, own little, you know, promotional company, which is my real dream. That's what I would do if I came across a lot of money, like $10,000, $20,000. I would invest it and start my own business. And then hopefully get to her level.
So you wouldn't go someplace. I'd say I've been fortunate in my life where I've done a bunch of traveling, and I've gone to a lot of different places. I haven't traveled much in the last couple of years.
Well, if my
so you wouldn't.
No, if my business becomes successful like I hope it would, then I can travel on my own dime. I wouldn't need nobody else to buy me my tickets or use their money. I would take that money, invest it, build something, and use the profit from what I build to finally say, okay, I'm at the level that I want to be at. Now I'll go travel and see the world.
If you're listening right now, if you had this opportunity, where would you go? If your boss said, okay, here you go. Here's two first-class airline tickets to anywhere in the world you want to go, and then here's $10,000 to spend when you get there. Where would you go? Text us at 504-260-9595. Please keep your text short, just one or two sentences. And please never text while you're driving. Pretty cool boss, huh?
Yes, very cool boss.
Sarah Blakely just sold her shapewear brand, Spanx, for $1.2 billion. So the 50-year-old woman decided to surprise each of her employees at Spanx with an elite trip to anywhere they wanted to go, and not just one airline ticket, two, because they're going to bring somebody. And then when you get there, you get $10,000 to spend. If your boss did that for you, where would you go? Text us. If your text is good, we will read it coming up next on the show. From Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. You know whose birthday it is today? Happy birthday to Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak. I don't want to say he's getting old, but these days, he doesn't just host Wheel of Fortune, he watches it. You know, you talk about a guy who has made just piles of money from doing that. But he always wanted to be like a talk show host. He always wanted to do other things. But I got to be honest with you. You talk about a life of leisure. Being the host of Wheel of Fortune.
Sometimes, you know, destiny calls you.
Man, oh man. Hey, coming up next, your texts. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here. And since it's a few minutes after 7, it's time for this morning's Big O.
Oh.
The Big O is a segment where I always want to get your take. And this one this morning is something else. Last week, the woman who owned the company Spanx, S-P-A-N-X, and by the way, Spanx, it's an undergarment empire. Spanx are, I guess women wear them, and it. I guess like underwear. They keep everything packed in together, Spanx. Well, the woman who owns Spanx just sold that company for $1.2 billion.
Cha-ching.
And her name is Sarah Blakely. And she's self-made. She Spanx, this was her company. This was her idea. And so she grabbed all of her employees and said, let's have a meeting. She said, I just sold the company for $1.2 billion. And because of that, I'm going to give every one of my employees 2 first-class airline tickets to anywhere in the world you want to go. And not just that. I'm going to give each of you employees $10,000 in cash to spend when you get there. There was a video of this meeting that went viral. The employees were hugging each other. They were crying. They were screaming. I mean, imagine that. If your boss said that to you. So I thought about it for a minute. If I was given 2 first-class airline tickets to go anywhere in the world that I wanted to go, and $10,000 in cash to spend when I got there, where would I go? I thought about it for a while, and I would pick somewhere in Europe, either Rome or Paris, because then when I got there, I could go see a lot of Europe. I could go to the places in Europe that I would love to go. I could go to a bunch of different places in that time, because Europe is packed. All the countries are packed in pretty close to each other. You can go see a lot of different countries and places. One place I haven't been, Normandy, France. I would love to go there to see where where D-Day happened, where we landed to save Europe from the Nazis and to go see some of that. But then I'd also be able to go, you know, check out different places in Italy. I'd be able to go to Amsterdam. I'd be able to go to Spain, different places in Spain. You know, I'd be able to go to a bunch of different places if I used those 2 first-class airline tickets to fly into Paris or somewhere in Europe.
I love how your mind goes to historic landmarks in history instead of strip clubs in Europe with the French babes with the armpit hairs and all that.
Yeah, I'm no fan of hairy women, Coleman, but I would if I'm over there, and you know, I'd hit as much as I possibly could. I'd go as far as that $10,000 in cash could take me.
Mine's a little bit different. I'm not really big on travel too much. So the idea that the woman who sold the company is leaving means we're going to have a different boss. So we're not going to get the same treatment as we were while she was the boss of the company, since she's selling it, right? So what I would do is I would take the 2 tickets, and I would give those 2 tickets to someone who really wants to see the world and travel and go anywhere, but I would keep the $10,000, and I would try to start my own startup company with it. I would buy like the equipment I needed to start my own little empire and try to get that ball rolling. I wouldn't go anywhere. I would use that money and invest it in my future. You know, I wouldn't travel and buy trinkets. I wouldn't buy trinkets and souvenirs and go anywhere. I say, all right, I got $10,000. Now I'm going to try to start living my dreams, getting all the equipment I need to start my own little media company, own little production company, own little, you know, promotional company, which is my real dream. That's what I would do if I came across a lot of money, like $10,000, $20,000. I would invest it and start my own business. And then hopefully get to her level.
So you wouldn't go someplace. I'd say I've I've been fortunate in my life where I've done a bunch of traveling, and I've gone to a lot of different places. I haven't traveled much in the last couple of years.
Well, if
so you wouldn't...
No, if my business becomes successful like I hope it would, then I can travel on my own dime. I wouldn't need nobody else to buy me my tickets or use their money. I would take that money, invest it, build something, and use the profit from what I build to finally say, okay, I'm at the level that I want to be at. Now I'll go travel and see the world.
If you're listening right now, if you had this opportunity, where would you go? If your boss said, okay, here you go. Here's two first-class airline tickets to anywhere in the world you want to go, and then here's $10,000 to spend when you get there. Where would you go? Text us at 504-260-9595. Please keep your text short, just one or two sentences. And please never text while you're driving. Pretty cool boss, huh?
Yes, very cool boss.
Sarah Blakely just sold her shapewear brand, Spanx, for $1.2 billion. So the 50-year-old woman decided to surprise each of her employees at Spanx with an elite trip to anywhere they wanted to go, and not just one airline ticket, two, because they're going to bring somebody. And then when you get there, you get $10,000 to spend. If your boss did that for you, where would you go? Text us. If your text is good, we will read it coming up next on the show. From Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. You know whose birthday it is today? Happy birthday to Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak. I don't want to say he's getting old, but these days, he doesn't just host Wheel of Fortune, he watches it. You know, you talk about a guy who has made just piles of money from doing that. But he always wanted to be like a talk show host. He always wanted to do other things. But I got to be honest with you. You talk about a life of leisure. Being the host of Wheel of Fortune.
Sometimes, you know, destiny calls you.
Man, oh man. Hey, coming up next, your texts on where would you go if your boss just did what the boss of
Spanx.
What the boss of Spanx did. She just sold the company that she founded, and she gave every one of her employees two free first-class airline tickets to go anywhere in the world they wanted to go. And she gave them $10,000. For when they get there. Where would you go? Your texts on that next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, I'm John Osterlund. If you're just joining us, this morning's Big O segment was about the woman who founded Spanx. Those are the undergarments. Those are the shapewear brand, Spanx. And she just sold her company for $1.2 billion. Her name is Sarah Blakely. And when she sold her company last week, she called all of her employees into a meeting and she said, I'm going to give each of you two first-class airline tickets to anywhere you want to go in the world. And then when you get there, I'm giving you $10,000. How awesome is that? And I asked you, where would you go? I said I would go somewhere in Europe. Take me to Paris or Rome, and then I'd be able to go see much of Europe. I'd be able to go all over Europe and see a bunch of different countries and a bunch of different places. That's probably where I'd go. Coleman said he'd keep the $10,000 and give away the two airline tickets, and then he would invest the $10,000 to start a business. But I'm thinking, you wouldn't want to travel and go anywhere.
After my business becomes successful.
Well, so I asked you to text us, where would you go?
Cody says he would go to Bora Bora. Katie in Madisonville said Fiji, 100%.
All right, Katie.
Billy M. says Maui for the Wowie. All right, Billy.
I thought about Hawaii.
Mark in Mandeville says, I go to Normandy and see other World War II sites. Crow from Slidell said, I would, I'm with Coleman. I would invest and start my own business. I'd invest in me. Snell says, I would go to Alaska and go to a town that pays you to live there and get double my money. That's actually true. I stayed in Alaska for 3 years, and certain parts do pay you. They give you revenue to live there. Gopper from Slidell says, I would save the flight for the next natural disaster in the U.S., and when that disaster happens, I would fly to that place and give them the money to get through the time of devastation.
Wow.
That's pretty altruistic, actually. That's pretty good. So if something happened in New York, or whether it's a flood, or something happened in California, it's an earthquake, this guy would fly there and use the money to help out people that are in distress. That's pretty cool. Steve said, I would sell the tickets and add to my 10 grand. That's good thinking, Steve. Rob S. said, I would go to Japan or visit Germany. A couple more World War II sites.
Yeah, Japan or Germany.
All right, this text says, $10,000 is not as much as people think, but I would go to Mexico and live like a king for 6 months.
Yeah, but $10,000 to go spend in the place where you picked to go on planet Earth for a week or two, $10,000 is pretty cool.
Yeah. This text says, I go to Egypt. My dream is to see the Valley of the Kings. I thought they were in Sacramento. All right. This text says, I will go and see the land where my ancestors come from, Sicily, Italy.
Cecilia.
This text said, I would definitely go to Rome, Italy, and then I would travel to Florence and Venice. This text said, I'd save about 35% of that 10 grand because the money and plane tickets are all taxable income, and then I'd go to Australia.
Go down under.
This text says, I would love to go see my favorite band in Europe when they get back to touring with VIP access from the front row and sightseeing. This text says, I'd fly to Japan. I've always wanted to go to Japan, but the tickets are too costly. Well, with $10,000. This text says, Yucatan, Mexico is my favorite place on the planet. I'm surprised nobody would go to a nude beach. Harry from Biloxi said he would go to Belize. That's a pretty cool spot.
Colman, I lived in Florida for a few years. Nude beaches aren't what people think they are. There was one nude beach that we went to when I first got to Florida, and I couldn't get off of that sand fast enough. I mean, the people, they were not people you wanted to see nude.
See, that's where you and I different. See, you thinking that I want to go to the nude beaches so I can see other naked people. No, I would go to the nude beach so I can have an excuse to show off what I'm working with without getting in trouble. See, I can't, the only way I could do that now is if I go on Bourbon Street on Fat Tuesday and try to earn beads. But I would love to just go somewhere where it's not abnormal for me to just whip it out and everybody can see what I'm working with, and I get to show it off because I'm proud of what I have.
So you wouldn't go to a nude beach to see other naked people. You would go to a nude beach just to show your junk to everybody.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Exactly. Get some praise and admiration. Because I feel bad. You know, you go somewhere, you go out to a club, and you see women, they have on, like, the tight booty shorts, and they always get gawked at and been like, wow, I want to see what that feels like for just once, but I can't because I have to wear clothes. I just want just to turn heads and be like, man, look at that guy. You know?
Hey, well, we appreciate your texts. Thank you. And I have an update on the Big O story we did yesterday. We told you how Tom Brady threw his 600th career touchdown pass, the only NFL quarterback to ever do that. No human being has thrown 600 touchdown passes. The receiver who caught it, Mike Evans, then gave it to a fan sitting in the stands. And then the Buccaneers had to go send somebody, one of their employees, to go negotiate with the fan to get the ball back because Tom Brady wanted the ball because it's history-making. And yesterday on the show, we told you what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers gave that fan. They gave him $1,000 to spend in their team store. They've upped that. As of this morning, the fan's name is Byron Kennedy. And besides the $1,000 to spend at the official Tampa Bay Buccaneers team store, he will receive two signed Tom Brady jerseys, a helmet, another Tampa jersey autographed by Mike Evans, the receiver, and Mike Evans' game-worn cleats. And from what I understand, Brady is also giving him a Bitcoin.
Okay.
And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have given him two season tickets for the rest of this season and two season tickets for all of next season. Now, when we were talking about it yesterday, I mentioned that. I said, hey, how about a couple of season tickets?
Yeah, I think somebody got to the Tampa Bay's PR people and was like, dude, you guys gave this dude the shaft. Hook him up, man. People are starting to look at you funny. So they had to do something quick. All right, we'll throw in some extra stuff.
How about that? So they stepped it up, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, with their fan to give Tom Brady his 600th touchdown pass back. All right. Well, we always appreciate your texts during our Big O segment. Thank you. And you can text us anytime during the show, no matter what you want to text about. Just keep it short. If it's good, we'll read it on the air. Coming up next, I've got some cool brand slogans. If they were brutally honest, what they would be. For instance, H&R Block, their slogan should be, pay us to do TurboTax for you. I've got a bunch of brutally honest brand slogans coming up next. Still got the dumbest thing I read all morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, J.O., with you. I've got here, if brands had brutally honest slogans, what would they be? Something that we all know, if they decided to have a television commercial and just had a brutally honest slogan, what would it be? For instance, Taco Bell, which I love. I'm a big Taco Bell fan. But their brutally honest slogan would be Taco Bell. Same food, different shapes. Because they can do more with three or four food items, meaning ground beef, chicken, and refried beans. They can do more with just a few food items than anybody else I've ever seen. How about Benadryl? You can't have allergies if you're unconscious.
Okay.
Be a good slogan for them. Instagram. You'll never look this good.
That sounds like a clothing store.
Well, Facebook. where you are the product.
That is absolutely correct.
This is if brands had brutally honest slogans, this is what they would be. RC Cola. We're just happy to be mentioned. That's a quality cola.
It is, but when you compare it to Coca-Cola or Big Shot, is it though? I'll be honest with you. I think I put RC Cola over Pepsi though.
You would?
Yeah. I'd rather RC over a Pepsi, and I'd rather a Big Shot over a Coke, but it's something about that that fizziness, that bite that Big Shot sodas have.
La Quinta Hotels. Spanish for next to Denny's.
That is absolutely correct. Every La Quinta Inn is next to a Denny's. How about that? That is brutally honest.
If brands had brutally honest slogans, this is what they would be. Tupperware. Have you ever wanted to throw away food, but just not now? Red Bull. I hope you like heart palpitations. It's about TikTok. Because watching your daughter's friends from the window is weird. It's a brutally honest slogan for TikTok.
I don't get TikTok. You know what TikTok is? Is you're watching people watch videos of other people watching videos, and it boggles my mind.
Zoom, where pants are optional. But Waffle House, it's 2 a.m. and you're drunk. Waffle House.
It always bothered me that restaurants like Waffle House and IHOP don't serve alcohol too much. I know one of them said they were going to do it, but not here where I'm from.
YouTube. An ad will end in 5 seconds, after which another ad will play. YouTube.
Unless you get YouTube Premium like I have, I don't have to sit through any ads.
Comcast. We don't give a crap because we don't have to. These are brutally honest slogans for companies. It's what they would be.
Well, this text says Trojan would be, you'll feel safe, but you won't feel anything.
Trojan. Yeah, text us some. If you have any brutally honest slogans for companies. What I said earlier, H&R Block, pay us to do TurboTax for you. H&R Block.
This one says, tampons. We're not the best thing, but we're right next to it.
It's a brutally honest slogan.
This text says, Dots Diner serves alcohol. All right, that's cool. Dots Diner.
I love Dots Diner.
You may not be family, but we'll treat you like one.
Yeah, Dot rules. Yeah, if you want to text us any brutally honest slogans for a brand like that, what would they be? Text us at 504-260-9595. If your text is good, we'll read it coming up next on the show. And always keep your text short, one or two sentences. And please never text while you're driving. By the way, that update on that story we did yesterday, how Tom Brady's 600th career touchdown pass, the only human being to ever do that, his receiver gave it to a fan in the stands in Tampa Bay. Mike Evans did after he caught the 600th touchdown pass. And then Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they had to send someone over to negotiate to get the ball back. We told you Tampa Bay really upped everything. I mean, a couple of autographed Brady jerseys, got an autographed Mike Evans jersey, and Mike Evans game-worn cleats from yesterday. They also gave him season tickets for the rest of this year, two season tickets, and two season tickets for all of next season. That Bitcoin that Tom Brady has given the fan, it's worth $63,000.
Cha-ching!
But what does that even mean, though? Because I don't even know what Bitcoin is and how it's supposed to be used and how could he exchange that Bitcoin for the damn cash? Like, I have no idea what cryptocurrencies are and how they're supposed to work and what you're supposed to do with them. So if they would have came up to me and said, yeah, here's a Bitcoin worth $63,000, I'd be perplexed. Like, okay, now what? Like, what do I do?
Well, I would find someone who takes Bitcoins, Coleman. And I would go exchange that Bitcoin with that person and get $63,000 in cash.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
Winn-Dixie says, you might beat our prices, but you won't beat our meat.
Winn-Dixie.
Lifestyle. Uh-oh. Just ripped. Bourbon Street. Come for a good time. Stay because you can't find your way back to your hotel.
Bourbon Street. Yeah, keep those coming in. If brands had a brutally honest slogan, what would it be? From Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. So we just had our first parade here in New Orleans on Saturday night, first parade in 19 months, over a year and a half. The Crew of Boo Halloween Parade. It was good. I checked it out. Even though they had to cut it off a little bit, they couldn't do as much on or around Canal Street as they wanted to because they didn't have enough New Orleans police officers. And now they're asking the question, do we have enough police officers here in New Orleans for Mardi Gras? We're supposed to have 1,600 New Orleans police officers. We're right around 1,100, just under 1,100 now. So we're 500 cops short. We have been for a long time. This has been going on for a decade now. It's because of a federal consent decree.
Well, I think you just answered your own question. If we've been short for 10 years and we've still been having Mardi Gras for about 8 of those 10 years, we should be fine, right?
We're shorter now than we have been in all of those previous years.
I still think we'll be fine, though. I think we'll be good.
They may need help from the Louisiana State Police, maybe the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office, the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office. The National Guard. They may need help from other places because alone, the New Orleans Police Department, they're extremely short.
Well, how about we just pinky promise to really, really behave ourselves for Mardi Gras? That way we don't have to do that much work. We'll really be good this year, I promise.
Yeah, and what happened this last Saturday night for the Crew of Boo Parade, they didn't have enough cops here in New Orleans because not enough police officers signed up to work the extra shift for the Crew of Boo Parade. When Mardi Gras comes, they assign police officers Mardi Gras shifts. This past Saturday night was an extra shift that some New Orleans cops could have signed up for, but they didn't have enough cops signing up for that. And that's why the crew of Boo was cut a bit short.
Yeah, nobody died, so.
No, it was a great time, by the way. And it was so awesome to see the downtown New Orleans packed with people again. It's been so long, and it did great for businesses in the French Quarter and the Warehouse District. It was awesome that so many people turned out for the first parade we've had in New Orleans in over a year and a half. And now it's just a question, do we have enough cops for Mardi Gras? Hey, coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. And let me ask you a quick question to set this up. When it comes to the virus, who would you believe more? A doctor or a politician? Well, you'll hear this story on the dumbest thing I read all morning next. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, J.O. with you. And it's that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Florida's top doctor refuses mask, is told to leave meeting with a state senator. Florida's top health official, he's the Florida Surgeon General. He's the top doctor in the state of Florida. His name is Dr. Joseph Ladapo. He had a meeting with a state senator in Florida. And when they got into the room, the state senator said, you should be wearing a mask. She's saying this to the Surgeon General of the state of Florida. And then and the doctor said, well, I don't have to be wearing a mask for this meeting. And the state senator said, oh, yes, you do. And if you don't put a mask on, you have to leave this meeting. Think about that for a second. You have the top doctor in the state of Florida in a meeting with a state senator. And the state senator is telling this isn't just any doctor. This is the Surgeon General of the state of Florida. And you have a state senator telling him, you need to wear a mask. If you don't, leave. Now, in my opinion, with that story right there, COVID has officially jumped the shark.
Okay, here's my take on it. I get that there's a state senator who says that this guy has to wear a mask, but yet this guy is the top leading doctor in the whole state. However, whether I trust the doctor or whether I trust the state senator, none of them, because they're both from Florida.
So you look at Florida doctor the same way you look at Florida man.
Yes. Yeah. So I wouldn't know who to believe. And the thing is, wearing a mask, like, all right, let's say this doctor, even though he's the top doctor in the entire state, but he wants to go eat at a restaurant that requires a mask. So whether he's the health official or not, you still have to follow the rules of the business, because the rules have nothing to do with the actual practice. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I think the state senator was right that the doctor should have followed the rules, even though the doctor probably knows better about the actual conditions of the health risk. So, but they're both from Florida, so I don't know who to believe.
Well, this is just a crazy story, Coleman. Now, The top doctor in the state of Florida went into this meeting with two aides. So he had two other people.
Oh, aides. I thought you said like two aides. Like you could get aides two times?
No. He had two other people with him.
Okay. Two assistants. I got it.
And the meeting was with State Representative, Florida State Rep, Tina Polsky. Now, she's the one who told this story to the Associated Press about the tense exchange she had with the state Surgeon General, Dr. Joseph Ladapo. When the doctor and the two other people walked into the meeting with her, she said that they were offered masks and they were asked to wear them. And he said, "Look, we don't need masks." Evidently, she didn't tell him this, but she has breast cancer.
Okay.
And COVID can be worse for people with cancer.
Okay.
But still, the Surgeon General of the state of Florida said, "I don't have to wear a mask here. I know I don't have coronavirus."
If she felt so strongly about the risk, they could have just had a Zoom meeting. They didn't even have to physically meet. They could have did whatever they had to talk about, whatever they had to do. They could have did it on Zoom. Or it sent emails. They probably could have just called each other. They didn't actually have to physically meet. That's the cool thing about technology here in 2021. Nobody really has to meet anybody to do anything anymore. You can text, call, email, tweet, slide in somebody's DMs. There's a lot of options.
Yeah, and evidently, after she asked him to wear the mask, and she got mad that he didn't wear the mask, he said, "We could take this meeting outside and we can go sit at a picnic table outside."
Oh, I thought he said we could take it out. See, I'm from New Orleans. When you tell somebody to take it outside or ask somebody, "Can we take it outside?" that means you're about to fight.
Well, but he said we could take this meeting outside. And then she said she didn't want to.
Just call each other. Just text each other. They don't have to. So what? Yeah, I'll call you. I'll call you when I get home. There we go.
So this is dumb on more than one level.
You can start with the first level being Florida.
And then levels on top of that, a state senator telling the top doctor in the state of Florida when they sat down for a meeting that he should be wearing a mask. She's telling him that. The politician is telling the top doctor, the Surgeon General in the state of Florida, that he needs to be wearing a mask. And he said, he's the biggest doctor in the state of Florida. Who is telling him to wear a mask? A state senator. And so you're right, Coleman. This meeting could have been outside. This meeting could have been on Zoom. This meeting could have been... But the fact that a politician is telling the top doctor in the state of Florida, you need to wear a mask to be in this meeting, to me, again, the shark has been jumped. That the Florida, the top doctor in that state, told to wear a mask by a state senator and then told to leave the meeting because he didn't wear the mask. That's the dumbest thing I read all morning.
Well, that was dumb.
Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, J.O., with you. I've got here, if brands had brutally honest slogans, what would they be? If you, something that we all know, if they decided to have a television commercial and just had a brutally honest slogan, what would it be? For instance, Taco Bell, which I love. I'm a big Taco Bell fan. But their brutally honest slogan would be Taco Bell. Same food, different shapes. Because they can do more with three or four food items, meaning ground beef, chicken, and refried beans. They can do more with just a few food items than anybody else I've ever seen. How about Benadryl? You can't have allergies if you're unconscious.
Okay.
Be a good slogan for them. Instagram. You'll never look this good.
That sounds like a clothing store.
Well, Facebook, where you are the product.
That is absolutely correct.
This is if brands had brutally honest slogans, this is what they would be. RC Cola. We're just happy to be mentioned. That's a quality cola.
It is, but when you compare it to Coca-Cola or Big Shot, is it though? I'll be honest with you. I think I'd put RC Cola over Pepsi though.
You would?
Yeah. I'd rather RC over a Pepsi, and I'd rather a Big Shot over a Coke, but it's something about that that fizziness, that bite that Big Shot sodas have.
La Quinta Hotels. Spanish for next to Denny's.
That is absolutely correct. Every La Quinta Inn is next to a Denny's. How about that? That is brutally honest.
If brands had brutally honest slogans, this is what they would be. Tupperware. Have you ever wanted to throw away food, but just not now? Red Bull. I hope you like heart palpitations. It's about TikTok. Because watching your daughter's friends from the window is weird. It's a brutally honest slogan for TikTok.
I don't get TikTok. You know what TikTok is? Is you're watching people watch videos of other people watching videos, and it boggles my mind.
Zoom, where pants are optional. But Waffle House, it's 2 a.m. and you're drunk. Waffle House.
It always bothered me that restaurants like Waffle House and IHOP don't serve alcohol too much. I know one of them said they were going to do it, but not here where I'm from.
YouTube. An ad will end in 5 seconds, after which another ad will play. YouTube.
Unless you get YouTube Premium like I have, I don't have to sit through any ads.
Comcast. We don't give a crap because we don't have to. These are brutally honest slogans for companies. It's what they would be.
Well, this text says Trojan would be, you'll feel safe, but you won't feel anything.
Trojan. Yeah, text us some. If you have any brutally honest slogans for companies. what I said earlier, H&R Block, pay us to do TurboTax for you. H&R Block.
This one says, tampons. We're not the best thing, but we're right next to it.
It's a brutally honest slogan.
This text says, Dot's Diner serves alcohol. All right, that's cool.
Dot's Diner.
I love Dot's Diner.
You may not be family, but we'll treat you like one.
Yeah, Dot rules. Yeah, if you want to, if you want to text us any brutally honest slogans for a brand like that, what would they be? Text us at 504-260-9595. If your text is good, we'll read it coming up next on the show. And always keep your text short, one or two sentences, and please never text while you're driving. By the way, that update on that story we did yesterday, how Tom Brady's 600th career touchdown pass, the only human being to ever do that, his receiver gave it to a fan in the stands in Tampa Bay. Mike Evans did after he caught the 600th touchdown pass. And then Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they had to send someone over to negotiate to get the ball back. We told you Tampa Bay really upped everything. I mean, a couple of autographed Brady jerseys, got an autographed Mike Evans jersey and Mike Evans game-worn cleats from yesterday. They also gave him season tickets for the rest of this year, two season tickets, and two season tickets for all of next season. That Bitcoin that Tom Brady has given the fan, it's worth $63,000.
Cha-ching!
But what does that even mean, though? Because I don't even know what Bitcoin is and how it's supposed to be used and how could he exchange that Bitcoin for the damn cash? Like, I have no idea what cryptocurrencies are and how they're supposed to work and what you're supposed to do with them. So if they would have came up to me and said, yeah, here's a Bitcoin worth $63,000, I'd be perplexed. Like, okay, now what? Like, what do I do?
Well, I would find someone who takes Bitcoins, Coleman. And I would go exchange that Bitcoin with that person and get $63,000 in cash.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
Winn-Dixie says, you might beat our prices, but you won't beat our meat.
Winn-Dixie.
Lifestyle. Uh-oh. Just ripped. Bourbon Street. Come for a good time. Stay because you can't find your way back to your hotel.
Bourbon Street. Yeah, keep those coming in. If brands had a brutally honest slogan, what would it be? From Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. So we just had our first parade here in New Orleans on Saturday night, first parade in 19 months, over a year and a half. The Crew of Boo Halloween Parade. It was good. I checked it out. Even though they had to cut it off a little bit, they couldn't do as much on or around Canal Street as they wanted to because they didn't have enough New Orleans police officers. And now they're asking the question, do we have enough police officers here in New Orleans for Mardi Gras? We're supposed to have 1,600 New Orleans police officers. We're right around 1,100, just under 1,100 now. So we're 500 cops short. We have been for a long time. This has been going on for a decade now. It's because of a federal consent decree.
Well, I think you just answered your own question. If we've been short for 10 years and we've still been having Mardi Gras for about 8 of those 10 years, we should be fine, right?
We're shorter now than we have been. and all of those previous years.
I still think we'll be fine, though. I think we'll be good.
They may need help from the Louisiana State Police, maybe the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office, the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office. The National Guard. They may need help from other places because alone, the New Orleans Police Department, they're extremely short.
Well, how about we just pinky promise to really, really behave ourselves for Mardi Gras? That way we don't have to do that much work. We'll really be good this year, I promise.
Yeah, and what happened this last Saturday night for the Crew of Boo Parade, they didn't have enough cops here in New Orleans because not enough police officers signed up to work the extra shift for the Crew of Boo Parade. When Mardi Gras comes, they assign police officers Mardi Gras shifts. This past Saturday night was an extra shift that some New Orleans cops could have signed up for, but they didn't have enough cops signing up for that, and that's why the Crew of Boo was cut a bit short.
Yeah, nobody died, so.
No, it was a great time, by the way, and it was so awesome to see the downtown New Orleans packed with people again. It's been so long, and it did great for businesses in the French Quarter and the Warehouse District. It was awesome that so many people turned out for the first parade we've had in New Orleans in over a year and a half, and now it's just a question that do we have enough cops for Mardi Gras? Hey, coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. And let me ask you a quick question to set this up. When it comes to the virus, who would you believe more? A doctor or a politician? Well, you'll hear this story on the dumbest thing I read all morning next. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, J.O., with you. And it's that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Florida's top doctor refuses mask, is told to leave meeting with a state senator. Florida's top health official, he's the Florida Surgeon General. He's the top doctor in the state of Florida. His name is Dr. Joseph Ladapo. He had a meeting with a state senator in Florida, and when they got into the room, the state senator said, you should be wearing a mask. She's saying this to the Surgeon General of the state of Florida. And the doctor said, well, I don't have to be wearing a mask for this meeting. And the state senator said, oh, yes, you do. And if you don't put a mask on, you have to leave this meeting. Think about that for a second. You have the top doctor in the state of Florida in a meeting with a state senator. And the state senator is telling this isn't just any doctor. This is the Surgeon General of the state of Florida. And you have a state senator telling him, you need to wear a mask. If you don't, leave. Now, if, in my opinion, with that story right there, COVID has officially jumped the shark.
Okay, here's my take on it. I get that there's a state senator who says that this guy has to wear a mask, but yet this guy is the top leading doctor in the whole state. However, whether I trust the doctor or whether I trust the state senator, none of them, because they're both from Florida.
So you look at Florida doctor the same way you look at Florida man.
Yes. Yeah. So I wouldn't know who to believe. And the thing is, wearing the mask, like, all right, let's say this doctor, even though he's the top doctor in the entire state, but he wants to go eat at a restaurant that requires a mask. Whether he's the health official or not, you still have to follow the rules of the business, because the rules have nothing to do with the actual practice. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I think the state senator was right that the doctor should have followed the rules, even though the doctor probably knows better about the actual conditions of the health risks. So, but they're both from Florida, so I don't know who to believe.
Well, this is just a crazy story, Coleman. Now, the top doctor in the state of Florida went into this meeting with two aides. So he had two other people.
Oh, aides. I thought you said like two aides. Like you could get aides two times?
No, he had two other people with him.
Okay. Two assistants. I got it.
And the meeting was with State Representative, Florida State Rep, Tina Polsky. Now, she's the one who told this story to the Associated Press about the tense exchange she had with the State Surgeon General, Dr. Joseph Ladapo. When the doctor and the two other people walked into the meeting with her, she said that they were offered masks and they were asked to wear them. And he said, look, we don't need masks. Evidently, she didn't tell him this, but she has breast cancer.
Okay.
And COVID can be worse for people with cancer.
Okay.
But still, the Surgeon General of the state of Florida said, I don't have to wear a mask here. I know I don't have coronavirus. If
she felt so strongly about the risk, they could have just had a Zoom meeting. They didn't even have to physically meet. They could have did whatever they had to talk about, whatever they had to do. They could have did it on Zoom or sent emails. They probably could have just called each other. They didn't actually have to physically meet. That's the cool thing about technology here in 2021. Nobody really has to meet anybody to do anything anymore. You can text, call, email, tweet, slide in somebody's DMs. There's a lot of options.
Yeah, and evidently, after she asked him to wear the mask and she got mad that he didn't wear the mask, he said, we could take this meeting outside and we can go sit at a picnic table outside.
I thought you said we could take it out. See, I'm from New Orleans. When you tell somebody to take it outside or ask somebody, can we take it outside, that means you're about to fight.
Well, so no. But he said we could take this meeting outside, and then she said she didn't want to.
Just call each other. Just text each other. They don't have to. So what? Yeah, I'll call you. I'll call you when I get home. There we go.
So this is dumb on more than one level.
You could start with the first level being Florida.
And then levels on top of that, I mean, a state senator telling the top doctor in the state of Florida when they sat down for a meeting that he should be wearing a mask. She's telling him that. The politician is telling the top doctor, the surgeon general in the state of Florida, that he needs to be wearing a mask. And he said, he's the biggest doctor in the state of Florida. Who is telling him to wear a mask? A state senator. And so you're right, Coleman. This meeting could have been outside. This meeting could have been on Zoom. This meeting could have been. But the fact that a politician is telling the top doctor in the state of Florida, you need to wear a mask to be in this meeting. To me, again, the shark has been jumped. That the Florida, the top doctor in that state, told to wear a mask by a state senator and then told to leave the meeting because he didn't wear the mask. That's the dumbest thing I read all morning.
Well, that was dumb.
Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.